Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts, sitting in for Mike Feldhaus. The new Breath and Veterinary Center opened on the Hopkinsville campus of Murray State University May 11th. Governor Matt Bevin, Ag Commissioner Ryan Quarles, and Governor's Office of Ag Policy Director Warren Beeler joined University President Dr. Bob Davis and a host of agriculture officials for the ribbon-cutting ceremony. Murray State's Hudson School of Agriculture Dean Dr. Tony Brannon said it was truly an exciting day.
Great day for Murray State Agriculture, for Kentucky Agriculture, for this region, for Hopkinsville. The new and improved Breathitt Veterinary Center, a great day with the Governor, Commissioner, Governor's Office of Ag Policy Executive Director, Kentucky Farm Bureau, who's who of agriculture here today to help us celebrate this great occasion in the state's history.
Dr. Brannon attributed the new diagnostic lab to Director Dr. Debbie Reed and her predecessors.
We've been blessed with great leadership from the director's office here at the Breathitt Veterinary Center. Dr. Doug Cox, I got to work with, and Dr. Cox is a fine gentleman, a very businesslike man to get the job done. Dr. Northington was so fun to work with because he was so passionate about his people and his facility. And we started working tirelessly through everything at the university to try to get this new facility off the ground. And fortunately, people listen.
Brannon says the facility served more than one purpose.
No, the diagnostics is our first mission. Research is certainly important. We have some good research going on in the facility. We'll have even better capacity for research here. Education of our vet tech students. We didn't get a chance to mention that today, but that's one of the growingest programs at our university. And it's accredited partly because of the Breathitt Veterinary Center and their contribution to their faculty and staff to our program. That's about 300 students in our university, either pre-vet or vet tech, or actually 400.
We'll be right back.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, that is excellent. Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
My boys are the 10th generation to farm in Kentucky.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table is a good product.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. You're getting an excellent quality product.
We believe in what we produce. We feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
The new Breathitt Veterinary Center also contains a BSL-3 suite, which Dr. Brannon notes is state-of-the-art.
It allows you to do things safely. It allows you to protect the community. It allows us to protect our workers. Most of all, it allows us to protect the cross-contamination that may be coming through the laboratory. This is high-level science.
Dr. Brannon adds the new diagnostic lab was built with the future in mind.
There's a place for expansion to double the size of the laboratory in 10 or 15 or 20 years whenever the state needs that.
That wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts for Mike Feldhaus.